But someone asked Jesus a question in the gospel reading today. Lord, will only a few people be saved? And this question could have been posed out of curiosity, but it was probably out of concern. As Jesus was leading his first disciples to Jerusalem on the way of the cross and the resurrection, he had been offering several challenging teachings. And we have to undergo this journey of the cross and the resurrection with Christ as we are on the road to the new and eternal Jerusalem. The gospel reading should not trouble us. We are being encouraged to wholeheartedly accept the challenge of Christian discipleship, not to give up. There will be difficulties to endure, but Jesus has complete confidence that his journey will end in victory. In the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus shares an unbreakable bond of life and love with God the Father. And through the sacraments of holy baptism and confirmation, God dwells within us. Therefore, we can have the same confidence with Christ. The one who has invited us to begin this journey with him and strengthens us to continue it as we follow his leadership will enable us to complete this journey. In the opening prayer of the collect, we talked about the uncertainties of life, and during these times of national polarization, global pandemic, and life's problems, the victory that Jesus has won on this journey and that we can win in union with him is our certainty as we deal with uncertainties. Indeed, those who are exploiting others through self-centered disobedience toward God will not have the last word. Instead, those who are engaged in self-giving acts in obedience to God will have the prevailing impact on the course of world events. In response to the question posed to him, Jesus said, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." He does not want us to accept being his disciple only to give up later because we have lost our focus on the destination in which he is leading us. When I began my homily series on our parish mission, my subject was First Things First. Our parish exists to help people to believe in Christ, belong to his church, and bless our communities. That's the first sentence in our mission statement. It's on page 3 of the bulletin. It's on the bulletin cover. And we want to fulfill this mission to the glory of God and for the salvation of souls. And this does not mean that we are so heavenly minded that we are no earthly good. What we do here on this earth will determine where we will spend eternity. If we have lost focus on the destination in which Jesus is leading us, then we can regain it with his help. We may have failed at a stage of the journey, but learning its lessons, we repented, received God's mercy, and moved forward with Jesus. Those who are not strong enough to continue have allowed a difficult episode to define the entire journey when the experience could have made them stronger. The gift of sharing life with God forever is offered to anyone who wishes to receive it. When Jesus says, "Follow the narrow way or enter through the narrow gate. He's talking about a sure path. The gracious love of God for us is steadfast. His generous mercy towards us is inexhaustible. But this cannot lead us to conclude that everyone will be saved, whether they have received or rejected God's love for them. To make this conclusion denies the nature of God's love for us and how we truly are called to love one another. Another implication in this gospel reading and many gospel passages is that receiving the gift of salvation is not accomplished by one sincere prayer of repentance and commitment. This is a novel concept that is about 300 years old. It was not taught by the apostles. It was not taught by their successors. Offering a prayer of repentance and commitment is an important act of love for God. But love is not expressed once only with words. It is an action that is made repeatedly. Salvation is an ongoing experience. That's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel reading. We must continue to make that journey of faith until we reach that destination that he has prepared for us. If someone asks you, are you saved? Yes, I am being saved by the love and mercy of God at work within me. Have you made Jesus your Savior and Lord? Yes, I profess that every time I offer the words of the Creed during Holy Mass, that I trust in Jesus who has died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. But it's not enough to profess that faith. It is to put those beliefs into practice. And our cooperation with the Lord on the journey is not merely a human work. It is the work of a loving and merciful God within the disciple who is letting Jesus lead him or her. Jesus is strengthening us as we live according to his word and the sacred scripture and interpreted by the living apostolic tradition. Jesus is strengthening us as we have tangible encounters with him in the celebration of the sacraments. As we engage in works of mercy and serve others, Jesus is strengthening us on the journey of life. And we have the example of the canonized saints. In one respect, what they did seems extraordinary, but they are lifted up as examples of what can happen when all of us dedicate our thoughts, speech, and actions to Christ. All of the saints in heaven, whether canonized or not, are interceding for us before the throne of grace, that we will reach the destination that Christ has prepared for us, and that if they did not give up on the journey, we should not give up. At the end of the gospel reading, Jesus tells the story of the master and his household. The members of the household had acknowledged the master's presence. They even listened to his teaching, but they refused to identify with him by the way they had chosen to live. And as a result, the master said in the end, I do not know who you are. Jesus will recognize us when we are striving to integrate what we believe in response to what God has revealed into our behavior. And he is gathering us into his church to encourage one another to persevere on the way of the cross, to the resurrection. Someone asked Jesus, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" And I invite you to look at that reading again. Jesus never answered this question with a precise number. What is important is that we accept his daily invitation to be in that number and to influence others to do the same. In the view of time and eternity, that is what will really count.